This is KCUR 89.3. Among the many art installations in Kansas City's Open Spaces Arts Festival, one in Swope Park explores John Milton's epic poem, Paradise Lost. It's the biblical story of Adam and Eve, their temptation by the fallen angel Satan, and their expulsion from the Garden of Eden. KCUR's Laura Spencer has this report.
New Orleans artist Don Dedeau admits that John Milton's Paradise Lost is not go-to reading for everyone. The epic poem in blank verse dates back to the 17th century.
I know very few of my friends have even read Paradise Lost. It's not an easy text. But I think to get people to just think about some of the themes.
Themes like sin and revenge, obedience and free will. On a grassy ridge in Swope Park, Dedeau installed more than 40 columns made from concrete and fiberglass. Each pillar is 10 or 12 feet tall and covered with text from Milton's verses. They jut out at different angles in a state of falling.
And that's why I call this piece Free Fall. And it's the prophecy and free will in Milton's Paradise Lost. But it's really about that free will. And we have a very short window to turn things around. And the way we're going to do it is individual participation and getting everybody kind of on board. And that's a choice we have to make.
Dedeau printed Milton's text in the same reflective vinyl used on highways. It's a nod to the poet's language, combining the words darkness visible. During the day, the verses on the columns read as pearly white, but at night, car headlights illuminate the text to create, as she puts it, a choreography of light and language.
Really, it's the moving light that will, I think, bring the piece artistically to its fruition.
Open Spaces artistic director Dan Cameron says these falling columns evoke the past and the present.
It depicts a civilization that's askew, where the architectural firmament is no longer stable. But what remains as a trace of civilization are words, language, architecture, art history, landscape, ecology, and free will. The philosophical questions of free will can all come together in one single art experience.
But this art experience wasn't always supposed to be at this location. When Dedeau first visited Kansas City, she also explored the Paseo. She drove up and down the 10-mile boulevard, making connections.
I think I know every house on the Paseo, and there are several with the lions in the front, and then there's a house next door with angels, and then we can't have all virtue. We need some vice, and there was a few good liquor stores, and we need some vanity, and there were a few good beauty salons. So that was fun.
But Milton's themes of a lost earthly paradise proved to be untimely. In the spring, the city was talking about renaming the Paseo in honor of Martin Luther King Jr. Dedeau decided to return to her original vision, Swope Park. Dan Cameron says the park could also be described as a paradise lost, or maybe just one that's ripe with potential.
Swope Park is one of the true jewels of city parks in the American system. At 1,800 acres, it's 2.5 times the size of Central Park. So when you see it, you'll be seeing it in all of its kind of majestic glory.
The poetry is grand as it is. It's the message of the poetry that I guess I want to share.
Dedeau says there are several ways to experience the work, including just driving by day or night.
The wondrousness of Milton is he had his command on the science of the day, and he knew all the classics. I mean, you can read this and you're going to find Homer, you're going to find Virgil, you're going to find all the mythologies. He was just, for his time and place, one of the most knowledgeable people and the most brilliant poets.
So she also hopes that some visitors will dig a little deeper, park their cars, walk around, and experience a bit of theater in the round, reading Milton's verses in a quiet walnut grove. Maybe they'll find their own paradise near the entrance to Swope Park. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Spencer.
For more stories about open spaces, check our website at kcur.org.